Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Joined now by Nicolee Ambrose. She is the GOP National Committeewoman, and you're out of Maryland, correct, Nicolee?
That's right. Absolutely right.
Am I saying your name right?
Absolutely. Nicolee Ambrose.
Great. And so you're a little closer to the New York DA than obviously we are in St. Louis. The president says this is a witch hunt. I think he's right about this. But the accusation is, well, there could potentially be something with the payoffs on there. How much are you, as a Republican committee person, worried that this is going to drag on through the campaign?
Okay. So if the whole point of these lawsuits was political, yesterday's SCOTUS ruling was a victory for the president, right? Because they specifically said Congress cannot get the president's tax returns, and it remanded two cases, to the lower courts. So there's no way the information's going to be available until after the election.
Right.
Now, there's a really fascinating cast of characters here. You have got this Manhattan prosecutor, Cyrus Vance Jr., and where have we heard that name before? Well, his dad was the son of Jimmy Carter's Secretary of State. And when Jr. moved from Seattle because it wasn't liberal enough to New York City to become DA there. And there's no question this is a politically motivated prosecution. That is borne out by the ruling of the majority of opinion in the Supreme Court. By the way, a 7-2 ruling with Roberts, the four liberal justices, right, Breyer, Ginsburg, Kagan, Sotomayor, and Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. And in this key ruling, they say, quote unquote, a limitless subpoena power could transform the established practice of the political branches and allow Congress to aggrandize itself at the president's expense. These separation of power concerns are unmistakably implicated by the subpoenas here, which represent not a run-of-the-mill legislative effort, but rather a clash between rival branches of government over records of intense political interest for all involved.
Let me try to put that into more layman's terms. I think what they're saying, and tell me if you disagree, Nicolee, is that the legislative branch and or the judicial branch cannot abuse and weaponize, or excuse me, the legislative branch and the executive branch cannot weaponize or abuse the judicial branch to go after each other for politics.
When very specifically, it whacked Congress. It whacked Nancy Pelosi's U.S. House of Representatives for their limitless quest for subpoenas, and said they didn't handle the case as well at the lower levels. That's why it said it remanded it back, and it also, the Supreme Court literally like kind of gave suggestions to the president's team on all the things they could do to fight these cases as they go through the process again. Specifically, going back to the New York case, it has to go to a grand jury. And the Democrats' goal is simply to get documents that they can leak, you know, to MSNBC and CNN and, like, pull a line item and try to make a new story about a single line item, right? Well, they will not be able to do that with a grand jury because there would be severe legal consequences for someone leaking grand jury evidence. And it specifically said Congress, in the other case, cannot get these documents and that they didn't handle it well. So we are just talking about a long timeline. If we're concerned about taxpayer expense, we're going to have lots of taxpayer money spent by, you know, up in Manhattan. And the president's going to have lots of legal fees. But politically, once again, if the goal is to have this all be the new story in 2020, that is not going to work.
Yeah, there's a couple thoughts on that. For me, at least. One, I mean, this is what drug out through the 2016 campaign in that, you know, what's he hiding? What's he hiding? He won't release his tax returns. And I think there are a lot of people who are convinced that that was some kind of legal requirement because so many other candidates have done that. It's not a legal requirement.
Not at all.
Yeah. And the other part of this is I think voters in 2016 kind of said, we just don't care about that. It wasn't enough to change votes. But what they're saying is they're not even saying that that the president is a suspect in a crime, but they're clearly fishing. I don't even think a lot of Democrats would disagree that this is political in nature. They just think they've got a right to do it if they go through the proper channels. I actually would not be surprised if the president did pay off the women. I really don't. There's nothing right now that says that there was a crime. I mean, where we didn't exactly elect a pastor in chief with Donald Trump. I mean, you know, that's you vote for his policies. You like him or you don't like him. I'm not sure I'd want a guy with his personality living next door to me. But it comes down to, are people working and are we handling the world in a good way? And I think that's what people are going to vote for. So is there a concern that this time around, even if the Democrats did not get the information, if they did not get the returns and they did not get the financial records, is there any concern that this time around more people could say, well, this is weird. This is something that I wonder what he's hiding. You think that could possibly take legs more than it did in 2016?
I actually think you just made a great point that yesterday was an even worse day for the Democrats than they could have imagined, because it illustrates how there is this just nonstop effort by Nancy Pelosi's House to just obstruct and waste the nation's time on a witch hunt. And, you know, the first time that word was used, people might have said, oh, that's a strong noun, that's a harsh word. But after all these Russia antics, after every impeachment, every other road we have been down, it just looks like a monumental waste of taxpayer money, all for the Democrats' political purposes. And I don't think your average American appreciates it. As for tax returns, I could care less. You're absolutely right. There is no legal requirement for anyone to hand over their tax returns, and I could care less. Personally, I don't know if I'd want people looking at my tax returns either, just because I'm a little private in that way, you know? So I really don't think most Americans care. They can hardly understand their own taxes, much less someone else's taxes. So
yeah,
I don't think it's an issue. And if we want to talk about Stormy Daniels, this is the woman that was ordered to pay President Trump $293,000 in a defamation lawsuit.
And Nicole, I got to get to the news right now, but I really appreciate the insight, especially from so close out to where it's actually happening. Thanks a lot, Nicole.
Great chatting.
Get more at 971talk.com.